뭐 얘가 들이 단이 말이 마시 아파트 오르데 마시 아파트 돌아 당신의 폐업에 그것이라 싶지 치.
So good morning everyone. Thanks for coming to the Sunday morning class, second class and good day out there.
오늘 저녁 시간 청소되는 로비에 있는데 동반자 만들어지 내태나 하장이다 계층 부시위 선을 가는데 태워를 처음 가보시라시오.
I hear it speaking, you're making the best of for riot and making sunshine and enjoying yourself out in the gardens and so on, yet for some reason you have come here considering this important thing for you.
There's
no doubt we have all gathered here in order that coming together here we may be able to do something that will be of help to us from time to time and as well as in the long term. Obviously, we haven't come here to have a good time by way of having a good meal, having a good conversation over the meal. We are gathered here to find out how we can find lasting happiness in this life, and as believers, how we can find lasting happiness, more importantly, in the next lifetime and many subsequent future lifetimes.
So, what
should we choose? Working for happiness of this lifetime or working for and trying to achieve means for happiness of future lifetime? Now it really depends on what really depends on your perspective about life. If preferably speaking, from Buddhist point of view, we are encouraged not to focus so much on achieving happiness and means of happiness of this lifetime, rather direct our attention efforts to achieving lasting happiness or for future lifetimes. Why future lifetimes? Because the depth of future lifetimes is enormous. We have so many lifetimes to go before we reach a secure place of Nirvana or Buddhahood. Therefore, what is that which affects the depth of many lifetimes is far more important than the matters and concerns of a particular lifetime as this now. However long this life may be, however successful one may be, it is a life with a limited time, maximally maybe 100 odd years. Beyond that, this life doesn't last. So in pursuing happiness, whether for this life or more important for many future lifetimes, we start with the given, with the premise that the mind of all beings whether ordinary non-transcendent beings as humans, animals, and so on, throughout universe, as well as minds of transcendent beings on the path to full awakening or Buddha, Buddhahood, as well as the mind of fully enlightened beings, as far as the fundamental nature of mind of every living being is concerned, enlightened or non-enlightened, the fundamental nature is said to be the same. And the mind is said to be primordially, fundamentally pristine, positive, and luminous and knowing. Mind is luminous and knowing, and therefore cognitive faculty is built into the very fabric of our consciousness. And therefore, it is possible to undo things we have done in the past.
It, Manjuk is saying that Ranji Degay Bhavad, saying that Tumi Ma Kiba, Devachi, Seji Tama Ji Yoyal. And this Seji Tama Tela, Ranji Degay Seji Tama Gye Sava, Gye Shiro Sa Tengye Chwaza, Tumi Ma Kiba, Tumi Ga Ma Heba Jega. Manjuk is Ti Tuma Tela Nama Mumbo Rishwa Bhegi, Tipa Mumbo Shigi, Gye Shiro Sa Ma Chwa Che, Ti Tuma Degi Sab Che. Sab Che Degay, Tuma Degi Khazir Kaba No Chi, Ki Tawar Degi Manjuk is She was killed.
So from this, we understand of, in Buddhism that there's no difference between Buddhas and ordinary beings in terms of the fundamental nature of the mind of all beings, which is said to be pure, pristine, unpolluted, within by contaminants like desire, hatred, ignorance, and so on. It is said that Buddhas, in the beginning, were like ourselves, non-transcendent beings, whose minds, like ours at the moment, were also soiled from outside, covered from outside by the contaminants of negative mental factors as desire, hatred, and so on. So, Buddhas in the beginning were like ourselves, but managed to find a path successively in lifetimes, and then gradually managed to shed the layers of contaminants outside, and the mind, when the final veil of contaminants came to an end, was removed, the mind was brought to its primordial original state, pure, knowing, peaceful. So we also have this mind, but unfortunately we have not managed to remove the outer layers coating of negative propensities. These negative propensities, such as desire and so on, they have not become an integral part of the mind, they have only become external coating, and therefore we can remove, like dirt on the clothes can be removed. In the same way, we can also remove the external layers of our negative propensities and the propensities of negative karma. Now, once these are removed, like Buddhas, we will succeed in bringing our mind to its original state of being pure and knowing.
Now, here, when you come back, another day, number number day, another day, as a teaching, the number of young ten, Matebata, and the young spirit, the young, the cutting up, Joas in the carriage, Gopajamia for your rest, thing up, they go with.
So, as I said before, at the outset, who have come here to listen and preferably in respect to discuss and to challenge me, because what I say, what I present to you, is purely Buddhist perspective about mind, happiness, peace, and so on. And what I say may not go down with your thinking and your belief system. And if things, you know, if you don't agree with me, then I would welcome your criticism on the spot and say, how do you explain this? There's a seeming contradiction in what you say. And please feel free to challenge me and to discuss things with me straight away. So listen, please listen to me we are in a debate, in a discussion, and in the two, okay, one versus many, a discussion between one versus many, and I'm happy to see your questions and give my opinions. Now, how can we remove external layers of negative propensities that we have painted onto the mind from lifetime to lifetime through doing actions without knowing the basic reality? Now, how can we undo? How can we uncover these? We can, among many things, we can uncover these in three ways. One, through the practice of the generosity, and the practice of generosity grounded in ethics, pure, ethical, honest way of life, harmless, beneficial, wholesome way of life. And then, thirdly, we need what is called sabah, or patience, or a sense of resilience to face challenges when undertaking important tasks. When we become familiar with these, then they become easy to undertake and practice. When we are unfamiliar, for example, with giving, then giving becomes quite hard. It's all right to say we need to become familiar, but we need to know what is it that we need to accustom to and gain in-depth knowledge of. So when it is said that one of the ways to help remove outer layers of negative propensities is to give. And now the question arises, what do we give? When do we give? Who do we give? How do we give? And why do we give in the first place? And we need to have this, we need to get answers to these questions and become informed about the practice of the spirit of generosity. The same questions can be asked of or asked about ethics. What is ethics? And how do we practice ethics? Why do we practice ethics? Why not live? Why not follow the whims of the mind rather than exercise conscious restraint And how, in relation to whom do we practice ethics? And so on.
이마지 제와 제와 가르치는 강구래 제와 쓰는 강구래 제와 가르치는 강구래
And the same questions about can be asked about the practice of patience and tolerance. What is patience? Who do we practice patience with? In relation to whom do we practice patience? Why do we practice patience? And what are the manners or what are the ways of developing patience?
That is all. 얘는 때나 아니 임바당의 유대 먼저 쓰는 먹약해지도 임바당 생기는 쓰는 돈분이 임바당 조금 말해 근데 저 이제 돈분이 장거 임바당의 유대 또 이제 돈분 얘 이제 누구나 캐나 이제 이제 파 임바당 이제 땅 가지 통통이 얘 가래 가래 임바당의 유 얘 얘들 가래 밤을 쓰는 거 대사 그 밤을 쓰는 돈이 그걸 제출 쓰는 그게 가래 가래 유니 자기 손으로 될 짐바판에 그리고는 감을 감바이나 짐바판에 트루스에 레바판에 감가파 감제 시브티 하고 차는 거죠.
So the three things that we have just mentioned form a part of a practice called Bodhisattva ideals. Six are part of a practice called six perfections. And all the six perfections from generosity to wisdom must be grounded in what is called universal altruism, to want to benefit a greatest number of beings. So when we are taught the need to practice generosity, in the beginning, and we need to be able to give not only to our friends and loved ones, but also to people who have harmed one, and when not trained, one hasn't trained the mind in practicing generosity, it comes as a shock to say you need to give to the enemy, to the person who has harmed you as well. So, initially, we need to train the mind, loosen the grip of tight-fistedness in giving to people that we love. Then to our neighbors, or let's say, then to people who are neither enemies nor friends, neutrals. When one is able to give more freely, almost as freely as you are able to give to your beloved one, anything that you have, when asked for, then you could extend. You are ready to be able to give, even to some harmful, hostile, or your enemies. So, practice of generosity is therefore grounded, is to help develop your sense of what we call bodhicitta or universal altruism.
Ah, yeah. That's in order to understand the language in the Yondagi, that's in the end. 남기 리더 모셔니 보든 연락이 진짜로 저는 동행이 대선을 상비어래. 이전에 나 단서점에 리더 모셔다 가장 그때 개천모래 논제 야보도 안 넣지 못 못해 그때 논제 대보를 삼봤다. 리더 옆에 시위 이 삼봤더니 세워이나 된 리그 말해. 안서 단단 제 리그 가자 리텐데 하장이 진이고 이런 거 문제 이렇게 조금 정해야 돼. 이제 로그인 비즈니스에 대해서 좀 더 자세히 좀 더래. 수준부터 땡기 로동자. 또 봤으면 이제 맞다 봐. 땡기 로는 싶다. 로 땡기 로는 틀어 뭐 내가 말어. 이 노지 레샤 좀.
So, what do we give, for example? We give our resources, we give ourselves to people, body parts, when asked for, in the Bodhisattvas, on the Bodhisattvas who have developed true sense of universal altruism, they are encouraged to practice and enrich the spirit of generosity, even being able to give their body, let alone resources. And now, and when asked to do this, when not used to this, most people, including ourselves, would find it hard to give resources that you have worked so hard, spent a lot of time acquiring them, safeguarding them, and then to give to somebody is quite hard to do. And the same thing, giving one's body, for example, parts of the body to someone who has asked for or who needs. Not all people are not able to readily part with such prized possessions. But if you think about how much we are going to have, going to keep these, people have difficulty parting with these, partly because they have this idea that they'll be around in this on this planet for quite some time, therefore resources are need, and their body will be alive for a long time to come, resources are to need. And therefore I need these to fall back on hard times. But a piece of teaching the Buddha says, it is good to be able to give when you can, because sooner or later life, death will come, and death will take it away from you involuntarily. You have no control. Why not be in control and give something when you can, rather than leaving it to death to decide these? And when we think about the impermanent, ephemeral nature of material life and possession, it is good to wise up to the act of giving, because Buddha says, the three worlds, meaning the three realms of a material world, are as short-lived as lightning in autumn. In the second line of this citation, the Buddha says, life and death of beings in true realms is like watching a soap opera or a drama. And it comes, they go, they come, they go, and then you know it has it continues. So nothing really has any sense of permanence. You may build a fortress, or you know, very strong fortress, maybe many stories, where you may feel that, oh, now nothing can, I'm invincible, nothing can affect me, but the force of nature is far stronger than what you have built, for example. So natural disasters, calamities, like earthquake comes, and then an otherwise strong fortress just collapses and people lose everything.
Chudao
running tele don kaze ne te pa pe tome de tele de chu ne ya ha de pa de pa ju ju do no a te ni ta se la ha dan ta man de rim bo so no ta yo ma le so
thirdly life of being life of a human life races at a top speed like lightning and the waterfall from a cliff face. And when in a lightning, you know, the lightning happens so fast, and when water falls from the top of the rock or from the hill down to the base of the rock or the mountain, it doesn't fall gently with a lot of time in between. In the same way, although we may think we have about 100 years to live, 100 years is a 100 years, although we may think it's somewhat long, but the way it passes, it passes as quickly as lightning and of water reaching down to the back, to the bottom. And in other words, life races to its end, and life doesn't move to its final destination at a gentle pace. If it were the case, then it would be partially reasonable to amass wealth, hold wealth, and not give in case we would need it when we live in the future when we live long.
And then in the uncolo tombo, some they the
Similarly, in another teaching of the Buddha called a collection of teaching called Dhammapada, it says it is uncertain what will come first, the next day or the next life, and therefore given this uncertainty as to what will come first, the next day or the next life, it is more prudent not to work for the next day, but rather work for the next life. So it's prudent to invest in the matters concerns of chima means the future life, not tomorrow. Because if you do things for future life, you would, by implication or incidentally, welfare of tomorrow would have been insured anyway. However, if somebody were to focus their attention effort only to achieve the good of tomorrow, the next day, then they would have only achieved the good of tomorrow, and wouldn't have done anything good for many future lifetimes. Besides, what is done for the good of tomorrow may in fact quite detrimental to achieving the good or the happiness of successive future lifetimes.
So sena chede ta sena ki tongi ta jima matani ta 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 dhirwa mani shita shita di nochi kanga ta dev jara lakwa shokar tene tena mati neta tonga.
So if it is prudent to work for the future last time, doing which also would help shed the layers of negative propensities on the mind, on the fundamentally good and the pure pristine state of mind. So is to do the three things. From Buddhist perspective, if you practice the three things, first, ethics, second, generosity, third, patience, then these three things absolutely ensures that one is reborn again in higher states of existence to catch up and to resume with the spiritual practice from where one has left off in last lifetime. So giving, for example, even giving indiscriminately to all ensures that one has material comfort in the future lifetime. Giving generosity is an investment for future material well-being. So we need, rather than holding tightly to what we have and not sharing with others, we need to give because if we hold our wealth without using ourselves or without sharing with others, then you know, as I pointed out, that will unwittingly or rather without any choice take things from you. And you can't take anything to the next lifetime, and everything will be left behind. And when everything is left behind, whatever one has, fortunately, they might be shared among your loved ones. Or unfortunately, they might fall in the hands, even in the hands of people who you didn't like in the last lifetime. So it is wise to let go when one has power over or control over these.
Pena, that was the end of this one of Hanaya Bodoa. Lani is the Dubushi, Dubushi Tongue in Midiavina, that Dubutong in Midila, the Lani the Penjo Ravishan, the Penjo, the Deva Gallery, the Dubutong at the Tik Shusan, the Gallery, Lani the Kadi Pencha, the Tongue in Tongue.
Let's imagine a situation. Let's say you have somebody who has been really nasty, cruel, and mean. What do you think is the better solution? To be friends with them by sharing what you have, material resources, or to give them a punch in the face? What would work better?
Although
he hasn't replied, but I know what you have decided, and I also agree with you, it implies the Lama implies that obviously it's better to give something even to the person who has been nasty to one. Why? Since there's no one, no human who doesn't like material things. Everybody loves the money, material resources. So if you give something to that person, then it will gradually overcome hostility. It will soften the hostility, and in fact, in time, overcome hostility. A person will now change their attitude towards you, and they will think to themselves, there's no way I can do anything harmful. He has been really, or they have been really kind to me, helpful, and so on. And therefore, giving is a good way to make friends with others. Whereas if one was to, out of anger, hostility, in the face of what you have received from them in the past, if one were to be physically aggressive towards them, for example, punching in the face and so on, nobody likes pain. Pain is hurtful, and therefore nobody has the patience to receive pain intolerance unless one is trained. And therefore, they will become more angry, and they won't let that go. And in time, one will pay price for that as well. So this is similar to how you treat a ferocious dog. When you see a dog, if you attack the dog with a cane or a stick, the dog will remember that, and each time it sees you, it will try to attack you. Whereas when the dog comes to you with full ferocity, somehow if you have a piece of bone about you or something, if you throw a piece of meat or piece of bone with some meat on it, the dog will love it, and it will remember straight away. It will remember for your kindness. And in the future, when the dog sees you, although it won't be able to express verbally, but so you can see all the gestures of joy in the dog's action. And back in Tibet, there are Tibetan nomads, and most people keep guard dogs. And thieves know that the families have guard dogs. And thieves have come up with a solution. So they would have a yak's horn, and they would fill the yak's horn with great meat and fat and bone inside the horn. And when they go about the business of burglaring and stealing, and the dogs come to them, attack. And as soon as they see a dog, they would throw the yak's horn with the bone and inside. And the dogs love, smell the meat, and then they're busy trying to get things out of the horn. And in the meantime, the kids manage to get what they want. The boat receives something. Those dogs are really ferocious. If you attack them, they'll never forgive you. In fact, if you stab them or if you kick them, even if they are wounded, they will bite you to death.
제대로 말하는 상황도 아닌데 심바 되게 그러나 뭐가 개되라 그런 듣고 생각해 되라 딱 그러는 대박 다 죽지 가르치는 가르 때에 살아 난게 있어 그 대박 참바 제발이나 그러니까 계속 론이라 뒤 계속 시작하죠 제대로 계속 시작하래 제 심하라야 계속 시작 가인들 이 파워지 콘도 삼 거다 아빠도 대박 감이 피해 남이 뒤바다 심하라는 전이
So, ideally speaking, it's really good path, a good gifting to people that you know are against you harmful or with harmful intent. If you give things with them, share your time or give things to them initially, help them materially. They will the intensity of the hostility will diminish in time, and as a result, they would never harm you in the future. As a result, what has happened is with an act of generosity, one has managed to. When one has managed to overcome somebody's hostility as well as one's own hostility with other people. Therefore, in giving, there was practice of patience as well. And that also, because hostility is overcome on both fronts, on one side as well as in the other people. That meant there was no harm again towards each other, and there was that form a part of ethics. You didn't have to restrain harming. Restraint of harm was practiced unwittingly in an act of giving. So it's good on all accounts. So, well, let me share my own experience here. I left Tibet and went to India to study Buddhism and Tibetan monasteries in South India. In Tibet, I was a very aggressive young man who never suffered any loss. If somebody punches, I had to punch twice, and I didn't. I never give in to anyone. So when I was produced in front of my teacher, the first thing my teacher said to me was, "Suppose they read my personality," and they said, "The one thing you should never do at monastery is never fight." And even if somebody hurt you or beat you up, don't fight back. Just say thank you. And I said, how could I say thank you when you beat me up? Because it's going against my grain, my personality. I found it really hard. So, the first day I met my teacher, I was given a lesson on
patience.
So I asked, why should I thank somebody who beat me up? Then the teacher said, If you say thank you, it's impossible for the person to beat you again. Whereas if you try to retaliate, you'll get two beatings. And therefore, just saying thank you is a effective way to overcome hostility on both sides.
你就看，实际上不学的，老不学的呢，人家怕老把你踢出去，你说多少武器轻，只有他晓得。啊，人家多少武器轻，你说别人你现在是轻的，不受人家的影响，你学过了啊？你现在家里呢，全都是那样的累了。根本就是学人家学的，是你干的。In
other words, violence breeds violence, whereas. If one said thank you as my teacher asked me to do, and which in time which I did, it solved a lot of problems that I would otherwise would have faced. Because if one were to strike back, then they will the other person will feel more hurt and will become more aggressive. So, in other words, violence is no solution because it only perpetuates violence and aggression.
No, the thing is,
please think about, for example, the first topic of three, the first topic, the practice of generosity. What is to given? What is to give? And who to give? What and so on. In the beginning, if one has difficulty parting with and in giving, one doesn't have to give. One is not ready. One doesn't feel prepared. And therefore, we need to train the mind, teach the mind. In on the level of a visualization, imagine that you are giving something to someone that you don't know, and just practice. Train the mind at the visualization level in letting go with something that one has difficulty to letting go with, and then do it with all kinds of people, part with your relations. If there's something that you are really attached, you have difficulties to let go with that, even with regard to one's relations and so on. So train at the visualization level, train the mind to let go. Imagine you have given it to someone that you love. And then when you feel comfortable, then do this with regard to other people, like the neutral people, and then even to the enemy. And when you train these are not futile forms of exercise. Visualizing is an important practice in conditioning the mind to let go. And in time, when the mind has become conditioned to let go easily, and when when the real situation comes up, then one doesn't have to think so much to let go. Letting go of one thing that one takes important to you becomes much easier. So training the mind before things actually happen is quite useful.
That teaches you easily. I tend to go. No, then, this is a moment in the cutting down the on the knee.
Normally, we spend time to few moments to reflect on what was to reflect on the talk, but the time is well past five. Okay, so let's go straight into our prayer of dedication in English. Page 7. Na kishila ane chige maga maga kishila raba ane chige future be na ane chige tungay kol future be na kol maung kol na ane chige jambu chigri jambu chigri sambe sozo kol raba expectation raba chig zosha raba ane chige sozo future kol dado yaku maja raba raba sozo kol raba motu chame ni ne ane chige tim raba motu chigche ni ne kol te lu raba raba 아니 그 아버지는 잘 말하고 그건 텐다들이 내가 지금 말을 했으면 한때도 봐 안 쓰면 김범문에 말해봐 그러면 누구로 산다 자가로 뿔뿔이서 누구나 계속 죽으러 갈 겁니다
어디 그럼 어디에 있으면 너 이 일을 해 나 산대 어떻게 그걸 그놈 캐니 이제 제발이나 좋아줘 이 매워지 아군 나때 맞아 콘도 사지기네 콘도 주는 사람들 저 누가 되네 같이 좀 사 콘도 내가 또 해야 된다 그럼 콘도 말랑 말지 해야 된다 콜 때로 이나 또 차가 말해 이제 랑이 랑 랑이 때문에 그걸 가지고 있는 데 그걸 유튜브에 올해 이제 내가 제가 그럼 그런 거 그거 어떤 거 제지 그럼 콘도 말랑 말상 그럼 그것이 그거 상태 제가 이나 또 누워래 된대
So things like that can become bribery as well as non-bribery. It will become bribery if you give things with a view to really cheat a person. Somehow, if you give things to deceive the person in some way, if deception is involved in that giving, then indeed it's nothing short of a bribery. But if you give with a mindset that I really need to solve this problem, and the best way to do is to give something because I know he likes things, the hero things, so that he will provoke me less, to stop one's own propagation. To stop his hostility as being provoked. When you become provoked, you become angry. But you don't want to experience anger towards the person anymore. And the best way you see is for him to stop provoking you. And to this end, you see, if I, give him something, he will start becoming more friendly towards me, and a friendship will develop, and friendship will put an end to my hostility towards him in the sense of provocation, as well as his hostility towards me. So, giving can be a win-win situation in both, a win-win.
Sura jimba tanga si chitra tanga, sura jimba tanga kaya di, jimba tanga tanga di siwa ba, di yang, ene jimba kol jimba tanga di, rana ne, jimba ne ta jing, ne jimba tanga di, ne wa chega na, tangi wa maare, jimba tanga choga wa maare. Hei choga di na, jimba tanga bu huyo, di re.
So, when I was talking about creating generosity, I said, you need to know out of generosity, out of ethics, out of the art of patience. So who do we give? And what do we give? Okay, who do we give? You need to know who, you need to know that's the object of generosity. And what we give. If you give something to someone they ask for, although they ask for and you have given the right thing, but if it will end up causing problem, because like giving weapon, for example, because somebody asked for a knife, you give a knife to the person, although you have met their wishes, but it is going to be detrimental. And if by giving something, somehow some good for self and for other comes, then that's good.
Yeah, then a jimba tani, jimba karitante, jimba karitante sevi. Then a nya tani chul jimba tamba yina, jimba kumche, dipa chawir, tamu chawir.
So for example, what we give, if you kill a fish and give it to your dog, is it a generosity? No, it's not allowed. That kind of generosity is not allowed. You know, you kill something and you give it to somebody else.
Secret is such a thank you.
One of the barriers to generosity is the fairness. I've worked hard for what I have, that has not worked at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the fairness in me giving to the person, or justice, I suppose that's how this works. If I support, and I just wonder if there's any comments.
계실라는 진박 당번에 지금 태안에서 당국 당된 거래 있어봐. 이게 털 아니 지금 태안에서 지금 당국 당샤 거래. 근데 내 깔아 쉴게 없지 밑에 하실 때 내 옆도 깔아 끼는 거 맞게 된 줄로 컨트롤 하고 내가 지금 매체게 아니 내 깔아 쉴게 털 세라네. 네 되게 난 신이 이게 제가 상만 찍을 때는 이 신발을 제가 좀 알아봐. 제가 당국에서 장대면 누워서 이 당국 말하고 그건 내가 지금 뭐 내가 마셔봐 마셔 그 공격하고 근데 잘하는 거 하나 개인치기 이 대로고 대로고 이래
다시 더 야보래 예 이래 다다 늘리세요 바로 그지 짐바탄시 유대를 팬 토고 되나 뉴스 가서 채나 야 롱니네 짐바탄 팬 채요
So it's a very good question and quite pertinent to the issue. And here I would say that it is, while it may look unfair, but the teaching says, if you give something to a person who you find much harder to give to, the merit you gain is much greater than to give to somebody who is easy to give to. Yes.
So, 맞을까? 대화 가능. 준비 대화. 수준지 대화. 제비 대화. 틀리게 대화요. 또 지금 그 행해야 뭐 광을 광을 뒤. 감 감상해서 야 뭐 하고 보이나? 나는 다들 강아지 책이요 말해.
So as I was talking to you, I count the three things. Giving, generosity, ethics, and patience. And these three are the first three of six perfections. The six perfections are generosity, ethics, patience, enthusiastic perseverance or joyous effort in what is virtuous, concentration and wisdom. And at a higher level of practice, each of these six is practiced within each of the, okay, each of the six is practiced in each. That is, generosity of generosity, ethics of generosity, patience of generosity, concentration in generosity, wisdom in generosity. So, all the six are practiced in each. So, we need to know, if you know all these, then a lot of the problems one has, would they address? So there's a big difference between generosity and the patience or patience in generosity. Generosity means to give things that you can give easily to people like your friend, somebody, you know, a harmless person who is in need of help, you know, easy. Now, if you want to achieve perfection in generosity, we need to be able to give to all indiscriminately, and therefore it also means to be able to give to enemies. And now, giving things to enemy is hard. It's very challenging, very demanding. And yet, to achieve perfection, we need to do that. And in that, then, you know, putting lots of effort in giving to people that you find hard to give to is patience in generosity.
Lama saman de temon dao to nao raro de chanje ya raina di nganzu thomas tebi de michi so te ya ma re te in the same roni drogo yi na rani hongo yaa taji ken dro yi na pi thomas dao roni le che meo cha gore di nganzi che jima tan se te saman che pe jima tan gore gore te saman jima tan ya ge mendo le jima rani ge ta ti te mendo de mendo mendo yi ka ta saman ko chi ye di ka chen rani ko mi yu zme
An analogy is normally used here to practice patience. The analogy says, if you have to travel somewhere barefooted and the path is ridden with the thorns and the stones and the sharp pebbles, and in order to protect your feet, if you want to cover the entire stretch of the path with a leather, it would be expensive business and venture. Whereas, as a matter of lateral thinking, if you cover the soles of your feet with a leather, and then, however, it is the same as covering the entire length and the breadth of the path with a leather. In the same way, if you were to overcome your enemies out there by killing and aggression, The more you aggress, the number of enemies will grow, and therefore it will be impossible to overcome all of these. Instead, if you wear the armor of patience, then it is synonymous with, you know, overcoming all. If only the single enemy one's own hostility towards others is addressed through patience, then that is synonymous with overcoming all. Because when the enemy within is outcome, the enemy without naturally dies out, I mean, naturally comes to an end.
Well, thank you. Couple of things.